Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 18. Again, by way, a quick review. Revelation chapter number 17, we looked at Babylon. It was a religious system. We kind of explained this last couple of weeks when I was in the pulpit. Revelation chapter number 17, it mentions Babylon, and it speaks of a one-world church, a one-world religion. Remember this, about the woman riding on the beast. The woman was that one-world church where all would compass, and we talked about that, where it came from. It is not the Catholic Church. It started back in Babylon. You know, we looked at that. You know, all these other religions are offshoots of what began in the days of Nimrod and Babylon, Tower of Babel. And then the Antichrist, Bible teaches us that in the middle of tribulation, 3.5 years into the tribulation period, he turns and devours that all those religious groups out there, and it becomes now a one religious group, and they're to worship him. Remember that? We looked at that. And the abomination of desolation, he enters into the temple, declares himself to be God. And we read about that in Scripture. And the little poem, every time I'm in this area about that, I think about, there was a lady from Niger who smiled as she rode on a tiger. They went for a ride. They came from the ride with the lady inside and a smile on the face of the tiger. In other words, the tiger ate the lady. Okay, that's what's going to happen in the middle of the tribulation period. And that's what we see in Revelation chapter number 17. It's that one world religion, one world church. It becomes to that. And then Revelation chapter number 18, it's more of a one world, what we call commerce, economy, where and it's going to all focus on one city. And I take it very, very, very literally that it will be the city of Babylon. A lot of people, we're going to look at this in just a minute, we'll say, well, this is not Babylon as we would know it. This could be New York or London or some big city out there. Now, I'll share scripture with you. I believe it's literally Babylon, who's not yet rebuilt. I've been to Baghdad a couple of times, and it's just a little south of Babylon, and it's just a little south of Baghdad in present-day Iraq. I believe it's going to be rebuilt quickly. Let me give you an idea. Babylon is mentioned 260 times in the Bible, the actual city of Babylon. The only city that's mentioned more in Scripture is where?
Jerusalem.
Over 600 times it's mentioned. But Babylon literally is mentioned 260 times in Scripture, more than any other city except Jerusalem. And it's so relevant today. I want you to get in focus that oil is king. Can y'all understand what I just said? Oil is king. We sure notice it now in America, you know, at $5 a gallon. It ain't getting any better, folk. I'm telling you, matter of fact, I heard this week on the news that Biden and his gang, they want this for our country. Matter of fact, they want it to go even higher. And so I'm saying, where is this oil coming from? Well, he shut down our pipelines. It's coming from the Middle East. A lot of it's coming from the Middle East. You know, the negotiation he's making with Saudi Arabia. But there's a little known fact a lot of people don't know. And when I was in Iraq, they told me this. Both times I was there, they were talking to the people and officials and all, that in Iraq, and I believe God made it so. God made it so for a reason, and we're going to look at it, that there are some untapped resources of oil. They have oil rigs in Iraq and pumping. But still, there's a bowl. They tell me, I'm not in geologist and all, but they said there's a deep bowl in Iraq that's full of oil that is untapped. Well, I'm telling you, they're going to tap that thing. You're talking about an economy we're about to read. It's going to be built in a day. Talking about Babylon, they're just going to pour money into it and build that great city back to where it is presently. I really believe it. We're going to look at that in just a minute. I'll give you scripture for that, okay? That it will be rebuilt. The Antichrist will set his kingdom up there. So as we look in, again, I take it very literally. A lot of people think I'm crazy, but it's okay. I may be a nut, but I'm screwed on the right bolt, okay? So with this in mind, let me read. There are 24 verses, and I won't never get through all of them, but let me just read the first few verses, and then we'll stop and talk about it. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. Let me just drop this bomb on you. Remember, we've been reading about the bowls, the vials of wrath that have been poured out. Remember the fifth vial? There was darkness over all the face of the earth. This affected the whole earth. Remember, we talked about that. It was so dark, the old people say you could cut it like a knife. You know, the darkness. Well, imagine this sight. It's darkness in Babylon because God turned out the lights and all. Here, it's dark. And then all of a sudden, we read in verse number 1, and the earth was lightened with his glory. Now, this is an angel. This is not Jesus coming in Revelation. This is one of the angels. What is this glory? It's that Shekinah glory. He'd been in the presence of God. And just leaving the throne room of God and coming to this earth, it lit up the whole world. Can you imagine what sight that's going to be like? Remember the story about Moses? When Moses said, I want to see you, Lord. And the Lord said, you can't look at me, you know, because of his brightness. And he said, I tell you what, Lord, I still want to see you. I tell you what, Moses, you hide in this rock back here, and I'll put my hand. Remember that story? And he said, you can see my backside, okay? Remember that as he walked by? Well, when Moses came down the mountain, and he's hiding in the back of the rock, back in a cave, just a little bit of that Shekinah glory shone on Moses, that when he came down the mountain, those people had to cover him up. Remember that story? Well, here's an angel who's been in the presence of God. The earth has been darkened by the fifth vial that has been poured out, and here he comes. It lightened the earth with his glory, that because he'd been in the presence of God. Wouldn't it be, I know physically we don't have that kind of presence, but wouldn't it be nice when we get around people today that they know we've been around God? There's something different about that person. He's been in the presence of God. Well, this angel leaves, comes to the earth. And then verse number 2, and he cried with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils and of the hold of every foul spirit and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For the nations have drank of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. We talked about that earlier. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through her abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice come from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plague. Now, before we go any farther, I want to share with you first Babylon's influence. Babylon's influence. We see these kings and all, how the whole world flowed to Babylon. Why? Because we're reading a little bit about the riches that was coming out of that, and you heard the old saying, just follow the money, just follow the money. Well, it's going to be rebuilt, okay? Again, a lot of people would disagree with me, and perhaps some of y'all in here, but y'all been wrong before, you know? I'm right on this, it's going to be rebuilt. And we look at his influence. Let me share a couple of verses of scripture with you. Isaiah 4, and it says to come out from among them. Isaiah 48, verse number 20. Go ye forth of Babylon, flee ye from the Chaldeans. Now, when you read in the Old Testament about the Chaldeans, it's the same area, place as Babylon. It says, flee ye from the Chaldeans, with a voice of singing declare ye, tell this, utter it even to the end of the world. The earth, say ye, the Lord hath redeemed his servants of Jacob. In other words, he's telling them to flee Babylon in the Old Testament because the judgment is coming upon this great city, and some of God's people are living in that city. Can you imagine? I'm talking about in Babylon in the future. Some of God's people are living there. Now, I know the mark of the beast is taking place and all, and you can't buy and sell. I take all of that in when I think about all this. But still, obviously, there are some of God's people who have not received the mark of the beast. Somehow they're in that area of Babylon, and he tells them, you need to leave.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.